Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages, you name it. If it has to do with credit or money, we discuss all the aspects. We are a financial literacy class with different topics each week. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321 with your questions. I want to bring something up in this week. Be advised that one of the larger mortgage companies closed its doors last week. LiveWell Mortgage website reads, due to unexpected circumstances, as of May 3rd, 2019, LiveWell Financial will cease to originate mortgage loans. If you have a loan in process with LiveWell Financial and or have questions about your mortgage loan, and then it goes on to refer you to their website and a particular group. Let me tell you, if you're having troubles with LiveWell, you just as well drop it now and go to another company. The ability for them to close something is going to be very, very remote. So if you have a reverse or forward mortgage application with them and want to get it back on track, give me a call as soon as possible. There's a couple of real motivators for reverse mortgages, and we're going to talk a little more about that today. I find out that the fear of not having enough cash in retirement is one major fear factor. And the other fear factor is the loss of a person's independence or having to move out of their home in their golden age. If you need any confidential or strategic planning for a reverse mortgage, give us a call and we'll help you out. We are the second largest reverse mortgage lender in California and local to you. Today's program is going to be considerably different as we learn the specifics on getting the required HUD counseling certificate for reverse mortgage, or HECM as they're known. HECM is the acronym for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. Now let's introduce our guest, Sarah Arroyo of Ventura County Community Development Corporation. Welcome, Sarah, to our show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. I know you had to come up from Ventura today, Oxnard, actually.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this profession.
So I am a reverse mortgage counselor, and I also do all types of other counseling, including pre-purchase, credit and budget, and foreclosure prevention.
Now, these are all HUD certificates also, correct?
Not per se. So it's getting people ready to purchase. It's helping people stay in their homes.
Okay.
So they don't necessarily need a HUD certificate for the other types of counseling. It's just more for the reverse mortgage counseling that's a requirement to obtain a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
So I was in the banking business prior to this, and that's how I started with VCCDC, which is Ventura County Community Development Corporation, because I had the experience in banking to be able to kind of turn around the service doing the counseling versus the lending.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And you've been at that for some time now?
Yes. I've been doing reverse mortgage for counseling for 3 years. And prior to that, I was doing just regular homeownership counseling.
Cool. Now, tell me a little bit about Ventura County
Community Development
Corporation and how they operate. They're a nonprofit, I understand.
Yes, we are a nonprofit.
As are all
HUD-approved agencies. Yes, yeah, so we, the only service we charge for would be for the reverse mortgage counseling, and also if you needed to get a copy of your credit report. So those are our only fees that we have. We are a nonprofit, so we are a 501c3 company.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, we have a lot of different services that we offer. We have a realty department. We mm-hmm. have a lending department. And then we have the counseling and education department.
Why is it a client needs a certificate for a reverse mortgage?
So before a client can go to a lender and have the lender pull their credit, apply for the loan, or appraise their house, the client needs to go into a HUD-certified counseling agency and needs to have this certificate stating that the client went through the counseling and that the client understands the whole concept of getting this loan. So, for example, the client knowing that there's fees associated with it, that you're not making payments to it. Mm-hmm. So at the end, when the client decides to sell the house, if they move away or if they pass away, that they're going to know that they're still going to have a balance on their mortgage.
Right.
So HUD wants to make sure that the client understands all of the aspects of the loan, including what the costs are going to be and that there's fees associated with it, that it charges interest, and that the balance gets bigger because you're not making payments to the mortgage like you would on a regular mortgage where you're paying down the interest and the principal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and what would be the profile of the people calling in for you to you and getting a certificate? Are they between, I know they're over 62 usually, but
yes.
are they at all?
So there's different types. There is people that are 62 and there's people that are 98. I've had a couple of people that are older that are needing some kind of home care where they don't want to go to a nursing home. They want to have 24-hour care in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get the reverse mortgage, they'll have access to those funds so they can go ahead and pay for those services versus going to a nursing home or a hospital.
And those clients are referred to your company how?
So since we are HUD certified, usually a lender would tell them to go to HUD.gov to look up all of the counselors within the area. And then that's when we come up on the HUD website.
Okay.
And it gives you a list of people that are HUD certified counselors where you can either see them in person, or if you wanted to do a telephone interview, it tells you also the types of counseling that's available to you.
And typically how long does that telephone interview or personal contact last?
So usually our counseling sessions are about 2 hours. Okay. And it's depending on the client and the client's perception and understanding of the concept of the loan. So the clients must understand the basics of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through and I'll ask questions to make sure that they're understanding what I'm going over.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we'll have an analysis of their specific situation. If they have a mortgage already, if we're going to pay off the mortgage, if they're going to get cash out. So it's a printout that we have that's generated through FHA Connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's called IBIS actually. And it gives you what your payment options would be depending on the type of loan that you're going to be looking to see about getting.
Okay.
So for example, if you wanted a lump sum or if you wanted a credit line or if you wanted monthly payments,
it'll go through that.
It'll tell you exactly what those are. And that way it's not exactly 100% accurate, but it gives you an overview and it shows you what the fees are going to be, the mortgage insurance, origination fees. So it shows all of that for the client. And that way they know once they go to a lender what they're looking for.
Okay. Are you also saying that perhaps they should look at a fixed product versus an adjustable, or is that?
No. So I can't tell them what they should look at. Okay. It's based on their specific situation and what they need the funds for, how long they think they're going to be in the house.
Okay.
So it's a lot of different variables depending on their specific situation.
Right.
But I show them the examples of what like the fixed interest rate would be versus the one that adjusts monthly or the one that adjusts yearly.
Okay. And how is your company approved through HUD? Is there a specific license or training that you have to go through to be a HUD counselor?
So it's two things. Our company has to be HUD approved. And then I have to be certified reverse mortgage counseling, which I have to take the test every 3 years and do courses every 2 years.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, yes.
So it makes you the expert on a routine basis. Yeah. Good. Good. What's the cost of a HUD certification for reverse mortgage?
So the counseling fee is $175.
Uh-huh. And do you, some nonprofits offer a discounted fee depending upon the person's ability to pay and so forth. I don't know if are those companies.
So if the client is below the 200% poverty line, mm-hmm. then we would not charge the client up front, and we would add it on to the loan.
Okay.
So the lender would pay in closing for the counseling fee.
All right. So there's ways to,
yes.
to do that. Assuming they can't pay for it at that time.
Correct.
Okay. And what's the process you said is basically a lender will refer you or they'll go to the website themselves to find a HUD counseling company
right.
that can help them out. Okay. And what's the process for getting that certificate? You've talked to them and now it's been an hour and they either have a concept of what they're doing or they don't. And have you not given a certificate to somebody at any time? Or
no.
Just be I imagine it requires a great deal of patience.
It does. And it's also, you know, I'm not trying to trick the client. I'm trying to make sure that they understand what they're going to be signing if they decide to go with the reverse mortgage.
Right.
So it's basically asking them if they understand that, you know, they still own the home, the title stays in their name, but that this loan does need to be paid back mm-hmm. and that it's using the value of the house.
Right.
So it would change the amount of money that you're leaving your heirs.
Right, right.
So some people don't care. Some people really care because they want to have something to leave their children.
Right.
And then there's people that don't have kids and they're like, well, I worked for this. I'm just right. going to, you know, enjoy it, travel, sure. pay for my medical expenses or do what I need to do.
Right. Bucket list.
Right.
Right.
So,
well, you know, because when I explain to my clients, you know, after I've explained to them the whole system and says, now you're going to have a conversation to get your HUD certificate, they'll explain pretty much the same thing or actually ask you to repeat it. So you do have a command of the knowledge of what it will do, but it's also a great consumer protection item, so that you're not taking advantage of a senior or being part of a financial abuse in any way.
Exactly.
For that client.
So yes. So if a client comes in and their child is like, "You have to sign this, Mom. You have to know this," you know, that's when we would kind of step in and say, okay, well, this is what's going on. This is how the loan works. But if we saw that the client was getting pressured or was being taken advantage of, mm-hmm. we wouldn't issue the certificate.
Okay. Let's take a short break now. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Sarah Arroyo of Ventura County Community Development Corporation and getting HUD certified.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we've been speaking with Sarah Arroyo of Ventura County Community Development Corporation regarding the HUD certificate required for a reverse mortgage. Welcome back. A couple of things. Sarah, who's required to be in the meeting? I mean, obviously the borrower, but what if the borrower can't hear well? What if the borrower is under conservatorship or a trustee or a power of attorney? How does that work?
So usually we would have the borrower, if there's a power of attorney, they can come in. We do suggest that the client come in, unless obviously if they're bedridden or not able to come in. But even if they're not able to understand the whole concept, we do recommend that they come in just so that they know what the power of attorney is doing. Mm-hmm. And that way they have an understanding of the whole concept of the loan.
But I guess my question is, does the power of attorney have to be on the named on the certificate also?
Yes, the power of attorney gets named on the certificate. So there's a line for the client and there's also a line for the power of attorney.
Or the guardian or whoever.
Yes. So, and all the signers that are going to be on the mortgage or are on title need to also sign.
Okay. So they have to be part of that educational
yes.
process as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that helps. It makes you know. And, you also have, is there any documentation that's required for them?
So usually if we have, like you said, the power of attorney, they need to bring in the documentation from the court. Uh-huh. And it has to list that it's for real property. Okay. So that way we can make sure, and we need that prior to, so we can go ahead and verify all okay. that information. But usually it's very simple. It would be what our intake consists of, a budget. If they currently have a mortgage and they're going to pay that off, then we need to have a mortgage statement so we could see, you know, make sure okay. the payoff is the same as what they're saying.
Right.
And there's no surprises. That's basically it.
And you were saying that the process or your time with them is about 2 hours?
Correct.
And that's average?
Right. And then we follow up with them after, and we're available to them if they need help or if they have any questions. They can always give me a call and I can go over any questions or answers with them to see once maybe if they contacted a lender and they had a confusion about a fee or if there's something they didn't understand.
You're asking them additional questions? Is that what I understand? Your questions about the loan or their circumstances?
Oh, no. I was saying for follow-up if the client calls and they have questions in the future.
Okay.
Before signing the loan or while okay. they're in the process of signing the loan.
So you're a resource to them
yes.
between the time they start the process and before they close it.
Right.
Okay, good. So they can call you back.
Yes.
And is there additional fee for that?
No, there is not.
All included.
It's all included.
Good. Okay, so you're a continued resource. So let's say that their daughter or somebody has a question about the process, they can call you as well and get a third party information as to how the reverse mortgage works.
Yes. I wouldn't be able to give them personal information, but if they had a general question, yes, right. definitely.
Okay.
Unless they came in and authorized me to talk to their daughter about their specific situation.
Are there any circumstances where a senior would fail to get a certificate?
Yes. So if the client didn't understand the whole concept of the actual loan,
mm-hmm.
through our counseling service, we have a list of questions that we're required to ask the client mm-hmm. to make sure that they understand. If for some reason they didn't answer,
not in the late stages of dementia or something like that, is what you're trying to avoid? Or
well, no, just that the client understands the concept of the loan.
Okay.
So if for some reason they're not able to answer all of the questions, at mm-hmm. least 10 of the questions out of the whole session, actually, I think it's 5 now, but then we would go back and go over the whole process with them.
Okay.
So we wouldn't just turn them away because they don't know how to, the questions.
Okay.
We would sit down and go over the whole process with them again to okay. see if they would understand.
All right. So the whole objective is so they have a master or a grasp of the concept of a reverse mortgage and the specifics to their circumstances.
Right. And we're unbiased resource for them.
Right, right.
So we don't work for the mortgage company, and we don't work for the client.
Right.
So we're here to just to make sure that they understand that the loan.
Good. Is the HUD, the HECM certificate good for any lender?
Yes, it's good for any lender.
So once they have it from you, they can take that to any lender they wish.
Yes.
Okay. And are there non-FHA loan certificates? Are they different? For example, there are jumbo reverse mortgages that aren't FHA, but still require a HUD certificate.
So our certificate is good for both.
Mm-hmm.
It's just with a jumbo, the terms are different, and there might be more fees associated with them. And the jumbo loans are not FHA insured.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. We do, the certificate is valid for that,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a different concept of the loan.
Okay. But there's no additional fees or anything?
No, there is not.
The jumbo lenders. And it appears that they are transferable, so they can take that certificate to any lender.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
If you give your certificate of completion of counseling to the lender, mm-hmm. the lender keeps it. So if you change your mind, it would be hard to get the certificate back from the lender. The lender would have to give it back to you.
Oh, okay.
So that you can go to another lender with that certificate. Well, so usually we say for a client to make sure to shop around to at least three lenders to see what their prices are, what the rates are. And then once they compare the three, they choose the lender that's the best fit for them, and then they give them the certificate.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that if you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. And you can't be on the fence on that one. So I would always give something back if they decide not to go forward with it.
You that's know, very nice. Just, yes.
I'm not trying to be somebody's problem. I want to be their solution. So how long is the certificate good for?
It's good for 180 days.
Okay. So half a year, basically.
Correct.
180 days. Okay. And can you issue an individual certificate to the borrower? For example, husband and wife, but they can't do it at the same time. So you get a certificate for one and then the other at a different time? Or they maybe they're splitting and they want to have their own certificate. I don't know. I've seen a lot of different stories.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
They would both need to complete the whole session mm-hmm. in order for me to issue two different certificates.
Right.
But
they would have two fees for that because there's two different certificates?
Yes.
What can you tell me? Do you have a funny story about any of these certificates that you've handed out?
Well, a funny one is when the children come in with the parents and the children understand the concepts more than the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are laughing at the parents because they're not understanding the question. And the kids are like, Mom, just listen to the question. And then you know the answer, but you're not listening to it. So I think it's funny because you could see the little bickering back and forth.
Family dynamics.
Yes, and I love it. Because, I mean, I'm really close to my mom, and I could totally see us doing the same thing. Like, Mom, you're not listening to what I'm saying. You know the answer, but you're not understanding the question. That's the part that I love. And that's why they're there, to know what other options are available to them. Selling their house, downsizing, or maybe just staying the way they are if they don't have a mortgage. It just depends on the specific situation and what they need.
Do you talk about any of the property requirements?
So for example, when the clients get the reverse mortgage, they're responsible for the property taxes, they're responsible for the homeowner's insurance, they're responsible for the upkeep of the house. Some of that can be added to the loan. It was just a little bit less money that they would get eventually. But the client needs to understand that even though they don't have a mortgage and they're not making payments, that they're still responsible for all of that.
Right.
Or association fees if they have any.
Right. Well, there will be a mortgage. There'll be a reverse mortgage. But
right.
Yeah. But you also said, and I'd like you to repeat it again, who holds the title to the property?
So the homeowner, the client, is responsible for the house. It's their house. The house stays in their name. The title stays in their name. It's their house.
Yeah.
Until they die, sell the house, or move away.
Okay. It's no longer their primary occupancy.
Right.
The other would be if they fail to pay their taxes or insurance.
Yes.
And protect the lender.
Yes. So if they didn't pay the property taxes, their homeowner's insurance, maintain the upkeep of the house, or their homeowner's insurance, it would definitely, the loan be recalled.
How can our listeners reach you? What's the best way?
So you can go online to vccdc.org.
Okay.
Or you can give us a call, 805-273-7800.
Perfect.
You can also like us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook page. Okay.
Yes, we do. And we're actually going to be having a home ownership fair, which is going to be June 1st from 11 to 3. And we're going to have a lot of different lenders. We're going to have free food. Ooh. So information for first-time homeowners.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
If you want to go ahead and drop in, we are in Oxnard, so I know that it's a little bit of a drive.
A drive for most of our listeners, but yes. They might be there that weekend anyway.
Yes.
Hey, once again, the clock tells me we're out of time. What a great time we've had with Sarah Arroyo of Ventura County Community Development Corporation. Thank you very much, Sarah, for being here and joining us today and sharing with us your expertise and perspective. Every week, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide valuable information that makes a difference to you. If you agree, please share our message with other friends and family. If you missed one of our value-packed radio shows, we are now posting previous shows on our website, reloans.com. For your questions and comments about this show or other credit questions, go to our website, reloans.com, and click the Contact Us or Call Us at 805-686-2321. Leave your question and comment, and we'll get back to them on our next week's show or contact you directly. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.